Well, as I mentioned at the top of the show, we have a really fun night of music in store for you. Got to hear that new one by Nico Case, Deer Tick back there, Man Man's new album on Oni Pond. But now it's time to go to the live stuff, and I'm really, really excited about our first guests of the evening. I have to give credit where credit is due. My good friend Carl Rogers from Terminal Cafe said, you guys got to check out this band. They're really great. They're doing great things, and I completely agree with him. I'm so happy to have them here in the studio. They're going to play for us, and then we're going to get to know them a little bit. So let's hear some live music from the Yugos.
This one's for Andrew's dad.
We are the Yugos!
To you.
The Yugos live in the WISO studios. We're going to be back to chat with them and hear more live tunes. Stay tuned. Lots more to come here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO.
I'm veteran newsman Carl Castle. My role on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is to keep Peter Sagal in line. Your role is to hand over your car keys. See, we can turn your old car into your favorite programs. Give me a Civic. Bam. I'll turn it into Morning Edition. A Lexus. Pow. All things considered. An 85 Yugo. Car talk's all we could get out of that one. Turn your car into the programs you love.
Visit wyso.org to learn more. We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. I'm Julia Frumholt, and a moment ago we heard live music from the Yugos. Welcome, guys.
Hey, hello. What's up?
Hey. Very happy to have you all here. Thanks for coming all the way from down yonder. In you guys are from Covington, right?
Yes, for the most part, yeah.
For the most part. Cool. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about how you guys got together. I love your biography on your Facebook that it started off with a couple of brothers just recording on a Mac. Is that the way that this really came together?
Yeah, it was me and my brother Jordan. He's the one that drums. We would record on our friend Keenan's Mac, and we wrote a bunch of like wacky songs about Sasquatch and stuff. And that's where
we had one about a train.
So from you know, recording songs about Sasquatch on a Mac, how did the band get fleshed out to include these other guys?
I met Jackson in middle school, and we really hit it off.
Yeah, sure did.
He started playing guitar for us, and he's been in the band since, and I love him very much.
How long now?
For really long. It's like 4 years, yeah. 4 years. So we've been a band for 4 years.
I came to know him. I was a fan of the three.
This is Jeremy on bassist.
Yeah, Jeremy, by the way, hi. I was a fan of the stuff they were writing, and I was sitting at home trying to figure out a guitar lick that Christian had wrote, and I sent him a message on Facebook, and he replied, "Hey, bro.
You want to come to our practice?
Come to the next practice, bro.
we're out of the bassist.
So this is how you play a guitar, but if you learn on bass, you can be in the band."
Yeah.
So when did the four of you, how long have you guys been playing, all four of you together?
About a year and a half.
Okay. So when you all started playing, the four of you, or even the three of you, were those newer songs, or were those sort of things that, you know, the two of you had sort of started working on and then adapted into, you know, a full band kind of a situation?
It started off with just stuff me and Jordan wrote and eased into all writing together and whatnot.
Then we were like a jam band for a little while. We had songs about Danny Trejo's mustache and Snorlax.
We would come up with the name of a song first, and then we'd like write the song the day of the show, and like we would just play the guitar riff for like 2 hours.
Good old days.
So what's your writing process like now then, if that's how you used to do things?
We kind of like, Christian mainly writes some part of it, then we practice it together, then add more stuff to it.
We all sit around and debate about how the structure should go and stuff until we find something we all like.
Yeah, I'll usually come up with an idea and I'll record it, like the structure of the song, what I have so far, and then I'll show it to them and then they'll
alter it. And
then
the demo of the drum beat's like... And then I come in, I'm like... like, I make it fat.
Flush it out a little bit.
Yeah.
Stylistically, you said you went through kind of like a little mini jam band phase. Where you're at now, I hear a lot of like 80s, like new wave kind of influence, a little bit of Cure in there, and a lot of like 90s, like straight up 90s alt stuff, like the stuff I kind of came up listening to.
I actually haven't listened to the Cure that much, but there was a guy I worked with who was furious at the fact that we sounded somewhat like The Cure, but then I had never listened to them.
We're not influenced by The Cure. I was like, damn it, Jeremy, we are.
is that difficult sometimes to have, you know, have that kind of, you know, sound that's very of a time or of an era, and to sort of be, you know, doing your own thing and it so happens to be similar, and then to have people who really came up in that era being like, well, you're sounding like this. Does that make it hard to sort of like find your own place musically?
I don't think so.
Yeah, not really. No. I mean,
what do you think, Jordan?
What?
Talk. I'm just kidding. I'm not sure.
I don't feel like it's that difficult. I mean, I feel like we have our own style.
Yeah.
I feel like I might have little elements of like new wave 80s stuff, but then there's a lot of our we would bring to it ourselves, I feel like.
Definitely.
So it makes it different.
Now, as far as recording goes, you guys have an album out, or
we have two albums out.
Two albums out, yeah. Awesome.
The first
Tell
one
was
and the EP we're not allowed to talk about for some reason.
We can talk about it. It's just we just don't talk about it.
that's because I wrote all the songs on the first one, and they're all stupid. We have.
But our friend Chad Walbrink records all of our stuff for us. And
Chad's my dad.
We have two albums out, and he did the first like the self-titled a while ago, and it was. The newer one that just came out, Life is Awesome and Then You Live Forever,
yeah.
is like, I think it's way better than the original.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Is it hard sometimes, you know, when you're young and your style's evolving and you're, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what you want your sound as a band to be like, is it hard to then go back and listen to that old stuff and be like, oh yeah, that's what we did then? Or can you kind of appreciate it for what it was?
Yeah.
I still appreciate it.
Yeah, it's nice to listen to the old stuff sometimes.
Yeah.
Those are the good old days.
I feel like we're just growing.
There's nothing shameful about it.
We're just growing as songwriters, so it's...
I have to make jokes on stage and stuff so they keep it... Because we used to be straight goofy, like a joke band.
Yeah.
And so now I try to pay homage to the old days by telling stupid jokes on stage until Christian gets mad at me.
Why don't you tell a joke?
tell a joke.
Yeah.
What? why did the baby decide not to sneak into the bar?
Why
not?
He thought it was a little too whiskey.
That's the best one.
I was going to say, yeah, you're on drums.
That's why I tell the jokes.
You've got it all covered there. As far as playing out live, do you guys stick pretty close to, you know, the sort of Covington, Cincinnati area? Or are you trying to branch out, you know, and get more regional? Yeah.
More recently trying to branch out a little bit. We just played in Detroit a few nights ago, and that was really fun. And then we went on tour with our friends Silent Lions. They're really great. If you're listening, you should check them out.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to like reach out and stuff, but
yeah, we mostly play in Cincinnati, even though we're from Northern Kentucky, just because it's a short drive, and most of our friends live there, and all of our friends' bands are there and stuff.
Is the goal to, you know, be able to, you know, be out on the road touring, you know, pretty regularly, or do you guys want to keep it where it's more of a, you know, you go out and you have sort of your regular lives and you go out again? Or would the goal be if the opportunity presented itself to be, you know, writing and recording and touring all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, my opinion.
Yeah, Jackson and I are on the same page with that one, but
we're not all on the same page though.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I mean, me and Jackson are just out of high school, so it's weird for a little. I mean, I'm sure we'll figure it out, but
I'm still trying to figure it out.
Me personally, at least.
None of the other stuff I have going on is like serious parts of my life, but I want to be able to make puppets and movies and stuff.
Yeah.
And you can do that on the road too, though. So I'd like to just move into the back of the van and just live in there.
Me too.
The life of an artist, just whatever form that takes. Now, what does the new year look like for you guys? Are you going to be focusing on your live stuff or a lot of writing, or are you going to try to get more recording in? Or
I mean, I'm personally saying that we should aim to record a new album this coming summer, but
we don't usually look that far ahead. I mean, we probably should, but
we have a few out of town dates in like February and March, but it's kind of spread thin.
Once you get to a certain point in being a band, it's like you try to want to plan ahead more so you can like do the best stuff, but sometimes like stuff will spring up like, oh, we can't do this show we wanted to do now because we had that booked already. So you got to find that balance of like,
yeah, we've missed a lot of opportunities because of booking
prior engagements, and that's kind of the problem with, you know, playing out more. That's probably actually the only problem with it.
Yeah,
like balancing that the ability to take a spontaneous gig and also like planning out your gigs where you've got stuff happening.
Yeah.
Being responsible is hard.
Spontaneity is more fun.
It always is. Now, if people want to keep track of like where you guys are playing and how to get your music and all that, where should they connect with you online?
ShrekFan@AIM.com.
www.shrek. we have a lot of stuff up on. We have I think our tour dates go up on Bandcamp.
Okay.
Yeah. Where we can buy our albums and stuff, but. Mainly we just work through Facebook a lot of the time. And then we try to use Twitter and stuff. But
yeah, if you're going through Cincinnati,
don't really know how to do Twitter.
If you're going through Cincinnati, just like look on our Facebook page. We always post a little bit before our show, at least.
Yeah.
Great, great. Well, I've got a link up to your Facebook page on the show's Facebook page, so people can navigate over to facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio and get links to connect with these guys. What do you think, guys? About ready to do some more live ones?
Yeah, sure are.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, let these guys get ready, and we'll be back to hear some more live music from the Yugos. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
I'm Tom Ashbrook. Coming up on the next On Point, Bitcoin and virtual currencies in the spotlight. We'll look at the new world of digital money and the issues that come with it. That's coming up on the next On Point from NPR.
Tonight at midnight on your public radio station, 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We've been getting to know the Yugos. They are a very cool young band. Keep tabs on what these guys are doing. They are going places. But before you go check them out online, check them out right here. They're live in our studio.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Dad.
Mom, Dad.
We'll be right back.
Next song's called Muddy Boots.
This one's for Chunk from the Goonies.
Called Andopolis. It's basically brand new. This is the first time we've ever played on the radio.
It's about Nick Andopolis from Freaks and Geeks. Also known as Gary from the Muppets. www.toughpigs.com for all your up to date Muppets news. Muppet fans who grew up. Mom, we're finally on the radio. Ready?
I'm ready.
I hope you guys are dancing at home.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Yukos. Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISI. I kind of had to catch my breath there because I was dancing a little bit in here. Full disclosure. It's radio. Nobody can see it, but
yeah. We have witnesses in here.
Exactly. You guys saw it. You guys, thank you so much for being here. I so appreciate it. And I'm really excited to see what you guys have coming.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's my pleasure. My pleasure. Check these guys out. The Yugos. We've got all their info up on our Facebook page. We are facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. Links to their Facebook and their Bandcamp there now.
Bye-bye.
You're still there. You can say bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Carl Rogers.
I told you I'd make something of myself one day, Dad.
And indeed they have. They are here on Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WISO Yellow Springs, Dayton, Springfield, and online at wiso.org. WISO is a community service of Antioch College for the Miami Valley and beyond. Support for WISO comes from listeners like you and Telephone Magazine, available in newsstands, coffee shops, and eateries throughout the region. Telephone Magazine provides eclectic coverage of the arts, culture, science, and technology. Information on advertising and where to pick up Telephone Weekly is at telephoneweekly.com. Stick around. More live music coming your way here in just a little while. A Shade of Red is here. We're very happy to have them back in the studio. They're playing a really cool benefit event this Friday night at Therapy Cafe. We'll tell you all about it and treat you to some live music. That's coming up this hour on Kaleidoscope on WISO. Right now, here's the latest from Blitzen Trapper.